Who cares? This is Cards of Court Show Group Podcast App, Podcast iHeart Radio, Team Radio, the podcast app, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Welcome to the show today. Scales over the Carson's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. We are absolutely packed. My NFL guesses, we're about 12 minutes away from them. My NFL midseason awards, that's coming up quick. That's about 20 minutes away. Welcome to the show. Let me start with this. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show. So I want to begin with this. So let's talk about a story that broke last night. And you can get all these notifications from Bleacher Report or ESPN or wherever you get, you know, Bleacher Report. Ohtani prefers three teams. This one says from Passan. And it is the Dodgers, the Rangers, and the Red Sox. All right. So I said this at the beginning of the year, about six months ago, I said, keep your eye on the Yankees getting Ohtani. And obviously, it's now more than likely between him either signing with the Angels or Dodgers, Rangers, Red Sox. And what's interesting about this story, and I'm starting with a baseball story today, is, you know, I think superstars, they love two things when picking a new team. Two things. They love sustainability. That's the first thing, and that's what I want to talk about, sustainability first. It's amazing to me. LeBron James goes to the Lakers. What do the Lakers have? Sustainability, right? Good team, good coach, famous, Los Angeles, flashy. When Peyton Manning to Denver, sustainability, stable organization. I'm just saying, when a free agent makes a move, Anthony Davis to the Lakers. So many other superstars made moves. When a superstar makes a move, sustainability is the thing they're looking for. What do these three have in common, all three of these teams? Pretty much sustainability, right? Dodgers, flashy, LA, always competitive, sustainability. Rangers, kind of, it's a smaller market team. And the Red Sox, always half decent the last 20 years. What's interesting about the Yankees is there is some sustainability, but this team is a bad season away from firing Aaron Boone. There's not a lot of sustainability there right now. Historically, absolutely. But the past 2 years, with the Aaron Judge contract, is Aaron Judge leaving? Is Aaron Judge saying he almost went to the Giants? What's Aaron Judge doing? And the Aaron Boone, and it is tough. It is tough. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs or they get eliminated in the first round, you don't think Aaron Boone's gone? You think Ohtani, who's quiet, more laid back, LA, the Angels, not Dodgers, Angels, you think he wants to go to that organization that's about a season away, a half a season away, if things go haywire really bad in New York from firing their head coach? I don't think so. So that's the first thing. Second thing they like when they go into free agency is you can argue weather, but the one big thing is what's the media presence? New York, hard, have to win, Giants, Jets. I mean, it's the New York media is really hard. They want the Jets coach fired. Aaron Rodgers didn't even play this season. The Jets, New York's fan base is really hard. The Jets fan base wants him fired. Aaron Rodgers, the head coach of the Jets, Aaron Rodgers didn't even play this season. I'm just saying, it's very interesting. Fans are tougher in New York than LA. Fans are tougher in New York than Chicago. Fans are tougher in New York than Boston. Plus, there's a lot more media in New York. And a lot harder media in New York than it is in L.A. and Chicago and Boston and Dallas and Miami and Seattle and Vegas. I'm just saying. I will say this. I think the Dodgers are the front runner. I would keep my eye on the Red Sox. I don't see the Rangers. And here's one more. I'll throw at you. Atlanta. Stable base, right? Stable franchise. Not a lot of tough fans, tough media, barely. I'm just saying it's very interesting, folks. Very interesting. I think that those are Otani's teams. They all, for the most part, all three have something in common. Red Sox, Rangers, Dodgers, sustainability, smaller market teams outside of the Dodgers, which doesn't have the highest fan pressure. New York's pressure in media, it's tough. You think Otani, who's more laid back, quieter, wants to go there? I don't know. I'm just saying it's very interesting. Otani's number three. I would say I don't see the Rangers. I think it's either Dodgers or he goes back to... There's a reason, folks, why I don't think he's going to go back to the Angels. I came on here a few days, few months ago and said, people saying, oh, there's a rumor, there's stories out. He wants the... He might go back to the Angels since his surgery. I said, I mean, think about it. There's not much sustainability there. It's a small market organization that makes quick decisions. There's not much sustainability there. I'm just saying. I think this is a very interesting spot for him. Those are the three. You might be surprised the Yankees aren't on there, but that's how I feel about New York this morning. Tough fan base. Tough. Any New York team has a lot of fan pressure. And the Yankees right now are a season away, a bad season away from firing Aaron Boone. That is exactly why Otani is hesitant to go there. All right. Well, let me go into this. Let's go to this NBA story. So it is interesting with the Lakers. Lakers lose last night. You know, the fun thing about it's interesting to me because I knew that I did not pick the Lakers to win. I knew it's tough for older teams and injury prone teams to win back to back nights, especially because the Kings are young and they're good. And all that. Well, another story broke today that suggested that the Lakers are keeping an eye on the Zach LaVine trade in Chicago with the Bulls. And my takeaway is there's one plus and one minus. And I thought about this today when the story broke, and I thought, okay, you want to get deeper. The West is, it's amazing. The AFC and the NFL is deep, right? It's a story of deep. How deep is your team? The Chargers aren't really deep. They're struggling. Chiefs are deep. Baltimore is deep. Cincinnati's deep. The AFC is very much a deep sport. And I mean, for the AFC, NFC, you don't have to have the greatest roster, and you will make the playoffs, right? Seattle, I like Seattle. Detroit, San Francisco have a much better roster. They're going to make the play, but Seattle's going to make the playoffs. So it's amazing. The Lakers, that's the one takeaway I took. The West is much deeper. The West is much, Phoenix is not that weak. Denver, Golden State, very deep. Clippers even are somewhat deep. That's the West. So the Lakers want to compete with that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it's very interesting to me that the Lakers are trying to trade for, yet another injury-prone player. This is becoming a major problem for the Lakers. I've said this is my biggest takeaway about the no load management new role in the NBA. If a player is healthy, he has to play somewhat of the game if he is healthy. That was a big problem in the NBA, load management. It's not now because players are playing every game. The problem, the downfall, and I was in support for that. The downfall of that is, okay, where are you now, right? I mean, now injury, older teams, Steph Curry's now injured. LeBron has been playing through injuries. AD, very injury prone. Embiid, Zach LaVine, Zion Williamson. I'm just saying there's certain players that are a little bit older or at their peak or injury prone that this role is not going to do well for. And I think the Lakers, both of their superstars are either older or injury prone. LeBron's older. Anthony Davis is injury prone. Now, this is why I argued that the Lakers need to trade for a younger star, maybe from Indianapolis. I know I mentioned a few names there. Or another star. I mentioned they should have tried to go after. There's so many other younger stars. Kyrie Irving, he plays. He'll give you minutes. That's the problem with the Lakers. So there's one plus, you get deeper. You want to get, you know, maybe I read that it could, again, this is all from, you know, it could bring in Alex Caruso, good defender. I'm just saying it's very interesting to me that the Lakers, I get what they're doing. They're looking at Denver, and they're looking at Golden State, and they're looking at some of the teams in the West, and they're saying Thunder is another one. This is why I like the Thunder. Younger team. They'll be fine with the load management role. But they're looking at the Thunder, the late Warriors, the Nuggets, and they're saying they're deeper. But the downfall of trading for Zach LaVine is he is injury prone, and he will miss games. And so will Anthony Davis. And then you're leaving a LeBron James who's 38 to carry the team. That's the downfall. Sound familiar? We saw it before with Westbrook. I'm just saying, I don't know if I would make the move this morning if I was the Lakers. All right. Well, we're just around the corner from my top five. My five. I have midseason awards, defensive player, year, all those. And I have my week 11 pick 'em, or week 11 guesses, if you will. That's coming up. So we are absolutely packed NFL the rest of the way. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. Lessons and classes, more than just music. Creative Music Entertainment Plus. More than just music, www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment. All right, we will be back. It's the Carson Court Show. It's a beautiful day in Virginia Beach in the 60s, near 70, sunny, beautiful day here in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. My guesses, if you will, for the NFL. Let's begin. I have the Bengals at Ravens tonight. It's going to be a really good game. I'm going to pick I think Baltimore is a slightly better team. It's in Baltimore. Lamar's really good this year. He has wide receivers. I like the Ravens over the Bengals. Low scoring. Both have pretty good defenses. Give me 17 to 20. Excuse me. Ravens over Bengals. Steelers at Browns. So Cleveland now without Deshaun Watson, that changes things. This was the game. I was looking at the games yesterday morning, getting ready to pick them, and I thought, you know, it's. I felt pretty confident about all these games, except I don't know what to do with Pittsburgh. What are you supposed to do with the Steelers at Browns? Both have really good defenses, questionable offenses. So I think that changes things. I think the Steelers defense is going to overwhelm this rookie quarterback that Cleveland has, and I like the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Browns. Very low scoring, 14 to 10. Steelers are going to win. You could go 17 with the Steelers because they do get a lot of field goals, but I like Pittsburgh in the game. Raiders at Dolphins. I like Miami. Number one, it's in Miami. Number two, the Dolphins coming off a bye. They got the right head coach. This is a very good Dolphin team. Tyreek Hill. I like the Dolphins over the Raiders. My guess is 28-7. 28-14. Bears at Lions. Give me Detroit. I think the Lions are, they're certainly the top, third best team in the NFC. I think San Francisco, Philly got them just a little bit. But it's a really good team. Detroit's going to beat Chicago. I like them a lot. 34-17 Lions over Bears. Titans at Jaguars. I like Jacksonville. First of all, they got completely embarrassed by a really good 49er team. It doesn't matter. They still got embarrassed teams. And I think Jacksonville is a really good team. And this is going to be a really good game. This is going to be an interesting game for the division now that Houston is really catching on to some steam here. I like the Jaguars over the Titans. 34-7 Jaguars. Chargers at Packers. I like the Chargers for a couple reasons here. I think Brandon Staley, I think he's in trouble. I think the Chargers have to win this game. They have to win this game to keep up the pace with the playoffs. I don't think the Chargers get in, but I think it's a very interesting game. Meanwhile, the Packers, it's almost a must-win too, trying to keep the pace going for the NFC playoffs. But the Chargers are the better team. They have the better roster. I think the Packers have the better coach. That matters. But Chargers have the better quarterback. Chargers have the better receivers. Chargers have the better defense. Chargers have the better running game. So the Chargers are going to win the game. I think it's close. My guess is it's 17-10 Chargers over Packers. Cardinals at Texans. This is an interesting game. The Cardinals at the Texans I find extremely interesting, but I'm going to pick the Texans. I think the Texans are the better team. And you can say what you want. Well, the Cardinals, are maybe they have a better roster. Okay. I look at quarterback and I look at coach and I like, and again, it's check Texans, check Texans. I think CJ Stroud is better than Kyle Murray, and I think the Texans head coach is better than the Arizona Cardinals head coach. So I like the Texans. Big, interesting game, but the Texans find a way to beat the Cardinals, 34-17 Texans. Cowboys are 34-21, excuse me, Texans. Cowboys at Panthers. I like the Cowboys. This defense is going to overwhelm Bryce Young. I think there's a certain amount of players I think that are really good, and I would keep your eye on Dallas. I like the Cowboys over the Panthers, 34-20. Giants at 34-17, excuse me. Giants at Commanders. Give me the Commanders. The Giants, what are they? They don't have a good defense. They have an okay tight end. They have a great running back. He just went to a bad team. Bad OL, third string quarterback. I like the coach. I think they got something going there, but this is the Giants. The Commanders are better. I like the Commanders 21-17 or 21-10 over the Giants. Buccaneers at 49ers. This is going to be a 49er win. I mean, this is going to be a 49er win. I like the 49ers, and I like them big here. I think it's 42-10, something like that. I don't think Tampa's going to be able to keep up with them. Give me the 49ers over the Buccaneers. Jets at Bills. I'm going to take the Bills. I think Buffalo has to turn this around. This is a mess. Buffalo's not going to make the playoffs, I don't think, but they need this. They need this win, and Josh Allen needs this win. I don't know. I don't think the offense, I think Sean McDermott at this point is a lot like Brand Stanley, trying to keep his job here. But, I like Buffalo. I think Buffalo finds a way to beat the Jets. My guess is it's 34-17 Bills. Seahawks at Rams. Give me Seattle. I like Seattle, I think, more than most people. I think the Seahawks have an excellent corner, young corner in Witherspoon. I think they have an excellent pretty good defense, excellent head coach, unsure on Geno in the run game, pretty good offensive line. Seattle's going to win some games here. Are they a Super Bowl contender? No. Could they win a game? Potentially. More than likely, but I think they'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. But Seattle's an interesting team. I like the Seahawks over the Rams, 28-7 Seattle. Vikings at Broncos. Give me Minnesota. I trust Joshua Dobbs. And Denver, it's in Denver. There's one thing, really, on Denver I like better right now. Maybe two. You could talk me into Russell Wilson. But I do like the coach, for sure. I like Sean Payton. That's the only advantage the Broncos, clear advantage they have. I think the Vikings have better receivers. Jerry Jeudy's the Denver's best receiver. I think Minnesota has the better defense. I think Minnesota is just slightly better at everything but head coach and maybe quarterback than the Denver Broncos. I like Minnesota over Denver. Close game, 10-7 Vikings. 10-17, excuse me, Vikings. Eagles at Chiefs. Give me the I like the Chiefs. Coming off a bye, Andy Reid. Chiefs are good. They'll be fine. Give me Kansas City. So, yeah, there's some really good games on here. I really think that Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, best of the weekends. I think the Dolphins, Raiders are kind of interesting. 49ers, Buccaneers are interesting. Cowboys, I think, are just going to crush the Panthers. Jaguars, Titans, interesting. Yeah, Monday night. Monday night's interesting. I like the Chiefs. But my guess is it's like 34-30. Really close game, high scoring, but Chiefs find a way to win. I'm sure Taylor Swift will be at that game. Kansas City's excellent. So there you go, my NFL guesses. All right, coming up, my midseason awards. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. My top five best teams, my midseason awards, top five best teams in college basketball is and the NBA both. I'm doing them both tomorrow. So at this time, so make sure you listen to that. All right, well, let me say this. So this is interesting. So NFL midseason awards, I'm going to do just a couple. I'm going to do rookie of the year. I'm going to do offensive player of the year, MVP, and defensive player of the year. So about four or five, I might do offensive of the player because I think there's two I really like in the, on the offense. So let's begin it. Let's actually start with defensive player of the year. Right now, as we sit here, I think TJ Watt's number two. Right now, the defense complements him well, but I think I got to give it to Myles Garrett as we sit here. I mean, he's keeping Cleveland alive in the playoffs. It's amazing. Deshaun is not playing that well. Now he's out for the year. We'll see what TJ does. That's the only reason he's slightly ahead of what Myles Garrett does. That's the only reason he's slightly ahead of TJ. It's inches really close. If Myles Garrett starts to tread off and TJ gets on track, then my pick will be TJ. That's how close it is between those two. Great matchup this weekend between them. But that's defensive player of the year. All right, offensive player of the year. Listen, I'm going to I think Tyreek Hill has it. All right, I mean, it's amazing some of this stuff he's doing in the Miami. It's excellent, excellent. The Dolphins are really good. They're rolling mainly because of him. You take Tyreek Hill out, they're not the same team. That's what I like to see. I like the Dolphins, and I like Tyreek Hill getting Offensive Player of the Year. Rookie of the Year, not even close. Not even close. C.J. Stroud. I mean, it really is amazing, some of the stuff C.J. Stroud is doing. I feel like he is keeping Houston this morning, this afternoon, feels different because of C.J. Stroud. They feel like a contender. And this is just the beginning. They're gonna keep rebuilding around him. If you're a Texan fan, I've been on this for a long time. C.J. Stroud is incredible, and you got yourself a franchise quarterback. Rookie of the year. I don't even think it's close, C.J. Stroud. Now let's move on to MVP. And that, to me, it feels like Lamar Jackson. I mean, some of the stuff he had to overcome without J.K. Dobbins, the best running back. It is amazing. Baltimore, to me, is a better team because of Lamar Jackson. Take Lamar out. This team is the worst team in that division. That's the difference. That's the power an MVP holds, and Lamar Jackson gets it. My MVP was going to Lamar Jackson. There you go. Mid-season awards. Very interesting. It really is interesting. But it's close between several people. TJ Miles. I think I would keep my eye a little bit on Patrick Mahomes at MVP. Some of the things he's doing with those receivers is incredible. But I think Lamar has it right now. And rookie of the year, I don't even think it's close. I mean, C.J. Stroud, there's a couple other rookies, especially on defense, that I like. But it's incredible. It is incredible some of the stuff C.J. Stroud's doing. I mean, he is an excellent, excellent quarterback. And I saw it at Ohio State. They almost beat Georgia. I'm seeing it now in Houston. He has transformed that organization overnight. And he has a good head coach that's going to rebuild this team. I think in 3 years, they're going to be really good. So there you go. The Texans, very interesting. Great matchup against the Cardinals. But all right, well, thank you for listening to the Carson Court Show today for the final time alive in Virginia Beach. It's the Carson Court Show. Have a great day, everyone. I do not own the copyrights to the intro song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Have a great day, everyone. Talk tomorrow. All those stats I read came from Bleacher Report. Thanks, and or ESPN. Thanks, and have a great day, everyone, for the final time. It's the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show. Talk tomorrow. Carson's Court Show. Talk tomorrow. Carson's Court Show.